Good morning. This is Eric Anderson, Field Crops Educator with Michigan State University Extension, and this is your weekly Ag Update. Our Field Crops team hosts a free weekly online presentation for growers and agribusiness professionals called the Virtual Breakfast Series. It runs on Thursday mornings from 7 o'clock to 7:30. I'll tell you how you can join the future meetings in a minute, so get ready with a pen and paper. The session this week featured MSU soybean educator Mike Staton discussing recommendations for late-planted soybean. We are obviously late in getting crops planted this year, with only 45% of soybeans planted as of June 9th in Michigan. That is 30% behind where we were last year and over 40% behind the average. Mike presented two tables with yield data from Ontario, Minnesota, and Wisconsin that showed a 30% yield loss in soybean when planted in June 20th compared with those planted before May 10th. Those losses are primarily due to a lack of potential sunlight capture. The three main recommendations he shared for this time of year related to maturity group selection, seeding rate, and row spacing. When planting in the first half of June, data suggest choosing a variety that is one half to one full maturity group earlier than what is adapted for this region. In the second half of June, that should be a full maturity group earlier. That means for our area, looking at roughly a maturity group 2 if planting on June 20th. Also, consider planting at 15 to 20% higher seeding rate than normal MSU recommendations, closer to the lower end of that range in the first half of June and the upper end in the second half. If you are concerned that pods will be low due to shorter plants with an early maturity group bean, you can bump up that seeding rate a bit to force plants to grow taller, which could add an inch to pod height. Row spacing should be no greater than 15 inches, and 7.5 inches is preferred to shorten the time to canopy closure. The weather outlook was presented by State Ag Climatologist Jeff Andreessen. Last week was a bright spot this spring with normal to above normal temperatures and a break in the rain early last week. Unfortunately, that will not be the case for this coming week. The weather system that came through on Thursday was unusual for June. That upper air pattern that brought rain and cold temperatures is more normal in March. Rainfall totals from this Thursday to next Thursday are predicted to be as high as 3 inches, which means we may not see equipment moving in fields again for a while. We are on track for June to be the fourth wetter-than-normal month in a row this spring. The 6 to 10 and 8 to 14 day outlooks are calling for cooler and wetter than normal conditions with the possibility of some moderation at the end of the month. To sign up for a weekly email reminder for the free weekly Field Crops Virtual Breakfast Series, get a participant computer link or phone number, or to see the schedule for the season, visit the Field Crop Team's webpage on the MSU Extension website at www.canr.msu.edu/field_crops and click on the Virtual Breakfast tab at the top. If you can't make it Thursday mornings, you can view all past recordings with closed captioning on the Virtual Breakfast webpage. Podcasts will also be available. That website again is www.canr.msu.edu/field_crops. I'll be back next Saturday morning at the same time with a quick overview of next week's virtual breakfast, where field crop pathologist Martin Chilvers will talk about managing tar spot in corn. If you have any crop questions throughout the season, give me a call at the Centerville Extension office.